The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MB Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
And here we go, episode number 78 of MD Radio on the Mr. Olympia week as we head into the 45th annual Mr. and Ms. Olympia weekend held out in Las Vegas, September the 24th and the 25th. We've also got a brand new addition to the Olympia weekend called the Ms. Bikini Competition. Ms. Olympia Bikini, for the first time ever, will join the Pro Figure and the Pro Fitness, which are already staples there, in concert with the third annual 202 Olympia Showdown and, of course, the ever-so-present Mr. Olympia Weekend, where we'll see Jay Cutler go after title number four. But we are fresh back from the Detroit Pro Championships, where we saw several people actually qualify for the Olympia Weekend. On the female side, we had a pro bikini contest put on by John Simmons out in Detroit, where he had a very pleasurable time catching up with eight-time Hall of Fame Ms. Olympia Linda Murray, who helped out with some of the play-by-play. And we saw several new girls actually qualify for the first-ever Bikini Olympia Championships, the winner by way of Hungary, Nomi Ola. Very pretty package there. She won unanimously, perfect scores. She'll be joined by rookie professional Christy Merritt, as well as longtime IFB professional and former Jantana winner in 2003 of the figure division, Dina Al-Sabah, who lives in Las Vegas, won't have to travel very far for her Olympia debut in the Ms. Bikini Championships. But on the men's side, we saw Stan McQuay a year ago walk off with the Jacksonville Pro Championships put on by Dexter Jackson, where he held off Daryl G for the second consecutive year. Daryl G became the bridesmaid out in Detroit. And we saw Ricky Tricky Jackson for the third time this year qualify for another trip back to the Olympia Showdown. Missed his peak slightly, says he's holding back for the Olympia Showdown because he was already qualified. So we'll find out if he can tighten things up. Followed closely in fourth place by Mark Dugdale, who held out all year for this one opportunity, and it slipped through his hands like sand. He will not be in the Olympia 202 Showdown, where a year ago, I believe he was in the top six. And we saw Masters North America winner P.D. Devers come out for his pro debut and wound up in fifth place in one of the last 202 shows of the year, last opportunity to get to Olympia. He will also be a spectator watching the championships go down, where we'll see defending champion Kevin English go after it one more time, trying to get title number two, where a year ago we saw him beat the defending champion David Henry. And, of course, he'll be joined by former 202 champions. First off, the Phoenix Pro Champion would be Rock Shabazz. At the top of the year, we saw Eduardo Correa come on and win the Europa Pro Championships out in Orlando. And, of course, Kevin English won for the third consecutive year the New York Pro Championships. And so it's going to be very interesting. Seth Ferrosi, who won the Olympia or the Europa Pro Championships out in Dallas, is sitting this one out and may not be competing again as a 202 bodybuilder because of the size he wants to pack on for next year. And of course, Jose Raymond won the Europa Connecticut Pro Championships. He will be throwing his hat back into the arena. But we are on the Olympia countdown, and what better way to kick off this 45th year than with the eight-time Hall of Fame champion, one of the greatest bodybuilders in the industry, Big Lee Haney, by way of Atlanta, out of, what is it, Spartan, South Columbia, Carolina?
South Carolina.
What's the city, though?
Spartanburg,
that's right. And I have yet to visit there, but we do know Cedric McMillan is out there. You two are putting that state on the map, Lee. Atlanta's been your hometown for pretty much the better part of your adult life. When did you get out there to Atlanta?
Well, I moved out in 1985.
Yeah. So you pretty much built Atlanta on the backs of those shoulders out there, winning your first Olympia in 1984, and you went on to make the Animal Kingdom out there and the President's Council of Physical Fitness and the whole Lee Haney Nutrition line. And of course, we've covered all of those wonderful things that you've done. You've tied with Ronnie Coleman as the 8-time Mr. Olympia champion. I don't think that record will ever be broken again. But as we sit back and we watch this year's competition, Lee, you've been in retirement for quite some time. It only feels like yesterday. But we're watching Jay Cutler try to do what only a few other guys have done, and that is actually get over that third Olympia title. We saw Sergio Oliva do it. We saw Frank Zane do it. Jay would rest alone and with 4 titles by himself if he's able to defend the title. Is that a realistic thing for him in today's economy with these guys like Kai Greene and Phil Heath and Branch Warren and Dexter Jackson?
Well, I tell you what, it's not going to be an easy thing to do because the guys you just named, I mean, they are in tremendous shape. I just recently had a chance to see Kai Greene. I mean, he was absolutely incredible. Then, of course, Branch Warren. Branch was way out there, man. I mean, it was probably about 2 months ago, maybe a little over about a month and a half ago, I had a chance to see Branch Warren, and, man, he was in incredible shape. He and Kai. So Jay got his work cut out for him, but I tell you what, Jay put together an awesome display of sheer hardness. He was just ripped to pieces. I mean, he was an awesome package.
Right. That's kind of reminiscent of what you did in the year 1991 when people kind of were writing you off for dead. I mean, we thought after the 1990 Olympia, Lee Haney got old and you were only like 30 years old. We were like, okay, he's on the downswing. He's got 7. No way he can come back and get 8. And, of course, Jay pretty much replicated that. All the pundits, myself included, said, you know, we've seen the best of Jay. He hasn't been the best he's been in the past. Maybe he's gotten old before our eyes, and just as we write him off, he comes back and slams the door. And, of course, now, a year later, we see these guys coming up, and that door is not 100% slammed on the competition because the bar has been raised for all these guys. There are a couple of guys that if they catch Jay sleeping, he could actually lose that title. What will it take for him to hold on to it?
Well, I think now at this point in Jay's career, I really feel that he's been able to master what is happening in his body.
Right.
You know, that's always the key because a lot of time you hit and miss, so he's trying to peak for a competition. Mm-hmm. I think he has a pretty close handle on what's happening now. So the replication of what he did last year is much more possible to repeat than in years past because when you do this thing several times, you finally get the science down concerning, you know, how the body reacts to this or that, you know, the carbohydrate loading, depletion, or whatever tool that he's using.
Right.
I think he's got a good handle on it. Now, as far as the competition coming up, we have to see because Mr. Olympia is a whole nother world
when
it comes to preparation. So you got guys like Kai and Branch and you got Phil coming in. These guys, you know, they've gotten better and better at this art.
Let me put you on the spot. Set the champion aside. It's a foregone conclusion that this is Jay's title to lose. That being said, who then would be the guy that may be the premier athlete that could upset the apple cart, in your opinion, that could walk off with the 45th annual Olympia Sandow Trophy out of the remaining guys?
Well, I think the forerunner now is Kai Greene.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I saw when I was at the Arnold's Classic, I saw Kai for the first time, you know, in person. And, man, he was absolutely incredible. And then I saw Phil, the two of them standing there. They were neck to neck. And, you know, so, and of course, you saw Branch, which was ripped to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Kai is so different.
I mean,
he looks great at every angle.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome double bicep, awesome lat spread, awesome side chest, awesome most muscular, freaky legs. So I don't see any real flaws about him when it comes to mass monsters.
Well, now I know where they got the word awesome to totally awesomely Haney. Awesome. You like that word. Well, it sounds like you've convinced yourself that if someone does show up 100%, that it could be Kai that might even upset an on-point Jay Cutler, correct?
That's what I feel. He really have to have it together.
Right. Well, that wouldn't be too much of a stretch. I mean, the problem that I think Kai's going to face is he's got to peak twice in 1 year, as the defending champion did not have to do that. Last year, it did not work for Kai in his rookie pro show. He wound up, I believe, coming off with a fourth-place finish. He was very well peaked. He did the Arnold Classic. He wound up doing the Australian Pro Championships. He repeated that same thing this year. He's coming in a little bit heavier, according to Oscar. He's really going to be the X factor, but I think you're pretty much spot on. I particularly like Phil Heath for various different reasons in terms of hardness and graininess. He displays a certain type of hardness and graininess that Kai doesn't have, but again, like you said, there's poses that Kai hits. It separates him. He makes him look alien-like by comparison. Phil just has a little bit thinner skin, much more to my liking. The pecs aren't as thick as I like him to be. He's not as wide as Kai, but Kai, pound for pound, has more muscle than, I think all three of them.
Yeah, I agree, too, and believe you me, it's going to take some real preparation here. Everything's got to hit right on time. Because, like I say, Phil is ripped, hard, got a beautiful look. He's got beautiful muscle. I love his shape and so forth. So there's a lot of stuff on the line here, and these guys are going to really have to have it together.
Well, not
and again, Sean, like you mentioned, the advantage that that'll be there for. Let me see here. One thing about it, because we've only got one show in the bag.
Right.
Coming up for Jay.
Mm-hmm.
He's prepped the whole time for this deal.
Right.
His body is ready. His receptors are nice and fresh. Whereby, if you've had Kai to already hit a couple of shows,
right,
that could make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it does. I was very careful myself to hit only one show a year.
Right.
And so it does, and it can make a difference.
Well, we're going to find out here in about 5 short days, Lee. You're all too familiar what this weekend means. You spent the better part of your life training and pouring the blood, sweat, and tears out for this competition. This year, Jay Cutler, Kai Greene, Phil Heath, and several other guys will have the opportunity to walk off with $200,000 for their efforts at this Mr. Olympia, and the runner-up will walk away with $100,000 for their efforts. Not to mention, the sponsorship dollars have gone up, and so has the appearance fees. These guys are doing very well coming into this Mr. Olympia, so I don't feel sorry for them. Times have changed. But, Lee, you're going to be there in support of the show. Hopefully we can get your opinions on the wrap-up, either following the prejudging or at least following the finals of the contest, so the fans can hear directly from an expert who's been there and done that. That's the great Lee Haining calling in from Atlanta, Georgia. Lee, we'll see you this weekend.
All right, Sean. Take care.
All right. The Hall of Famer, Lee Haney, out of Hotlanta, headed to Las Vegas for the 45th annual Mr. Olympia. We're going to take our first commercial break, come back with the 202 champion that put it down out in Detroit, Michigan. That's one Stan McQuay right after this commercial break here at MD Radio.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell-swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
This guy is kicking! Again! Come on, guys, kick it! Come on! Finish it?
For blood and guts training, you need Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Let's get nasty now. Finish it off.
This is Jay Cutler, and you're listening to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from Muscle Mads, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we're back with the champ of the first annual John Simmons Detroit 202 Pro Championships. For the second time in the winner's circle, we land ourselves with Stan McQuay. Big Stan, welcome to MD Radio.
What's up, Sean? Thanks for having me on, man.
Hey, man, I had to bring Big Lee Haney on there. Couldn't leave the champ on hold, but you are fast distinguishing yourself in this 202 division, a division, by the way. You told me that if it wasn't created, that you probably would have walked away from competitive bodybuilding prior to throwing your hat into the arena. Are you glad that you are doing what your heart set out to do?
Yeah, I think I made the right move, and I'm actually enjoying this and having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, no question.
That's the key to competing, you know. You still got to have fun with what you do.
Right, and prior to the 202 division being created, I mean, were you burnt out, or were you just disillusioned with where we were headed as a sport?
I think it was both. I was a little burned out. I needed a break, and the sport wasn't going in the right, in my opinion, the right direction for someone like, with my physique. And thank God to the 202, it opened up a door for people like me and smaller guys.
Right. Well, you landed on the cover of Iron Man magazine not too long ago. You said your girlfriend or your fiance is pregnant with your first child. Congratulations. And you said the economy hit you hard. Your trainer out there in the Ventura?
Actually, in Los Angeles area.
You're out in Los Angeles, personal training. I mean, is it worth what you put out? You walked off with $5,000, which, by the way, that was the largest prize money for the 202 giving out in the 2010 season, besides what you're going to receive at the Mr. Olympia should you win. Is it worth the investment for you to continue to do this and try to get to that big stage, and you're going to run headstrong into guys like Kevin English and, David Henry and Eduardo Correa, where the water's going to get a little bit deeper?
Well, the way I look at it and I approach the sport a little differently, I mean, I'm not in it to, I'm not competing to survive off my winnings, because that's definitely not going to happen. I look at it in the long run, and the more my face is out there, it does help my business and other business ventures that I like to be involved with down the line. So, and plus, again, I'm back in it now, and I'm having fun, so that's really the key.
Right, Stan. Well, you got about a week to go. What will happen? What will you do in between last Saturday night and this coming Saturday at 10:30 in the morning to make yourself a better, more competitive bodybuilder?
Well, I mean, I was happy with the physique that I brought as far as the size. My conditioning wasn't spot on. I mean, I was trying to take a gamble, and I wanted to come in a little bit bigger. But I know what I need to do. I mean, I've competed for so many years, and I know I need to be crisp and dry and basically just need to drop this water and come Olympia time. So, you know, I've got this whole week to really try and shed as much water off, and I don't have to worry about flying because Las Vegas is in our backyard, so I'm just driving out there tomorrow, and I'm just going to cruise into the show.
Well, do your thing, man. I just want to make sure that you got the recognition deserving of a champion. You held off the guys. You know, Ricky Tricky Jackson and Daryl G both are not slouches. Of course, you beat the veteran Mark Dugdale and brand-new Masters Pro Champion P.D. Devers, who walked off with the North America Championships. I know you had a few people you wanted to thank on the air publicly headed into Las Vegas, so here's your chance.
Yeah, again, I wanted to thank my new sponsor, which is Watershed, specializing in water ionizers and nutraceuticals. All my fans, of course, that come to my website, www.stanmcrae.com. Of course, my fiance, she's having my baby, and my family, and all my clients out there, thanks for the support.
All right, Stan, that's Stan McQuay, your 202 Detroit Pro Champion, headed into the 202 Showdown this Saturday at the Convention Center at the Las Vegas Hilton Hotel. Hopefully he'll wind up in the top five, where they will be showcased at the finals of the men's open division at the Orleans Arena on Saturday night. Stan McQuay, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, we're going to change gears. We're going to move all the way across the country from California to Florida and bring on the Quiet Storm. Five-time Masters Olympia champion, Vince Taylor, welcome to MD Radio.
Sean, thank you, baby. Glad to be back.
Vince the Prince. Man, no. we thought you were dead and gone, man. Where have you been?
Man, the Quiet Storm's been down here in South Florida recuperating.
Right, right.
Trying to get back to the healthy thing again. A little back problem over the last couple of years just took me straight out of bodybuilding. So I'm just recuperating, man, and just ready to get it going again.
Yeah, well, speaking of getting it going, I was talking with Lee Haney shortly. I know you respect him immensely, a big influence in your bodybuilding career. You've got five Olympia titles to your credit in the Masters division, but you do know a thing or two about the Open division as well. I do remember the last time you were up there. It was more symbolic, I think, than it was competitive. Was it hard to walk off that Olympia stage? I mean, you weren't one of the younger guys when you were last up there, but you were up there nonetheless representing for the older guys. Was that everything? Was that a fitting end to the Olympia stage for you at the time you walked off?
Well, actually, yes and no. You know, it was designed to go out in 2008, but or 2007, actually. But what happened was after I made that monstrous comeback in 2006, you know, and got 11th at the age of 50,
right,
after being off for 4 or 5 years, you know. So I wanted to kind of like fire the engines up and get ready for the following year, 2007. And, man, in preparations right after I came back from the Australian Pro, I qualified top three again to qualify for the Olympia. Man, 3 weeks before Easter, I was doing some sit-ups, and my lower back got a pain in it, and it literally took me out at that minute. So my whole preparation for the Olympia, my last Olympia, was symbolic because I had to be there. But could I prepare for it? Not at all. You know, I've been literally on my back from 2007, just lying down, man, for almost 7-8 months.
Right.
I couldn't even train for the Olympia, but I got it together in the last month. I didn't look too good, but I wasn't going to give up the chance to be on that stage.
Right. Well, I mean, now we're sitting here as spectators, both you and I. We're a little up there in age, and we're watching these young guys come up in the game. Jay was coming up as I was on my way out. He's got some formidable competition. Nobody's mentioned yet Victor Martinez, who was second to Jay only 3 short years ago in 2007. All eyes seem to be on Kai Greene and possibly Phil Heath. What's your assessment of last year's top five? We know that Branch Warren was the first runner-up a year ago, and nobody's mentioning him. What do you think can happen this Saturday?
Well, I think what's going on, it's going to be obvious that the monster, the new version of Ronnie Coleman, has hit the stage, and that's Kai Greene.
Right.
Jay is a monster, Mr. Olympia. I think he's going to be prepared. Jay's always been prepared. But those who have seen the new shaking of the grounds with Kai Greene is incredible. If Kai comes in, and if he's been, my only word for Kai right now is if he's been disciplined,
right,
win this thing hands down. Nothing against Jay or none of the other competitors, But like Lee just said, man, Kai Greene got muscle that is just unreal and phenomenal.
Very Ronnie Coleman-like. He's got very Ronnie Coleman-like muscle quality to him, yeah?
When we thought it wasn't going to be another Ronnie Coleman, I simply, Sean, just hope, once again, I use the word discipline. I hope he doesn't go beyond the envelope. I think right now, if Kai took a lesson from last year's competition, what happened to Kai was conditioning. And I think you and I both know, and a lot of guys preparing for a show, you start adding on a little bit of extra weight, you don't have a chance to, watch this word, qualitize that physique. You're going to miss it by a few centimeters, and by that time, it's going to be Katie barred the door.
Yeah,
well,
I Kai's
the loose.
I've seen some pictures of him weeks out, and of course, we all look great weeks out and by ourselves. It only matters what happens on the stage on the day. But like Lee had alluded to, this guy did compete a couple of times earlier, whereas Jay did not. Is there an advantage to be had on the champion's side?
Not really, because the champion's put out what he's had, and his reputation is on the line.
Right.
He's a phenomenal bodybuilder, but this day and age, these guys, them young lions, man, you know, it's time to move over. You can't maintain that real estate too long. It's time to move over. They're coming.
Right. Well, Vince, I appreciate your input. We got a packed show. We've got 8-time Mr. Olympia, Ronnie Coleman, and Linda Murray, as well as the defending champion, Jay Cutler, shortly to call in. Are you going to make the trip out there this weekend?
No, absolutely not. I'm going to have to sit here and watch it on the web.
Well, stay tuned to MuscularDevelopment.com where we're bringing all kinds of exclusive coverage from some of the best former bodybuilders and some present bodybuilders. We cover it play-by-play with all kinds of interviews and stuff. We're going to come back, Vince, with you and do a special Vince Taylor show sometime following the Olympia, possibly just following the national championships. We'll get caught up soon.
Fantastic. Appreciate it.
All right. That's the Quiet Storm. Vince the Prince Taylor calling in from Florida. We're going to change gears. We've got our 8-time Ms. Olympia Hall of Fame champion, Linda Murray, who was my co-pilot this weekend in Detroit, her hometown. Linda, welcome to MD Radio.
Thank you, Sean. Glad to be back.
I know. It's going to be real quick because we're heading into a commercial. Linda, you were there in Detroit. You witnessed what the 202 was all about. You saw the brand-new division of the bikini, which you were actually spot on. You actually called the top three before the top three was announced. It tells me how good your eye is when it comes to the physiques.
Yes, thank you.
Tell me about
you know when you see the winner, you know, you get that feel. So
I wanted you to tell me about the Olympia. That's where your expertise lies. And has anything changed? Are we going to pretty much see the same thing that we've seen the past six Olympias where Iris Kyle comes out and crushes everyone?
Well, you know, no question, Iris is a incredible athlete. I've never seen her not in great shape. But I know from being in that position how difficult it is to, you know, get through a full year and, you know, with no injuries. And usually when we start to get to the like sixth Olympia, if we're blessed enough to get to that place to defend that, just stuff happens. You know, I saw when Ronnie, you know, had some issues with his back and some other, it just happens. Because you're at your best, so, you know.
Well, barring an injury or anything like that, can Iris be as dominant as she's been in the past?
Yes, I believe she can be as dominant because, I mean, we know the competitors that she's competed against the last couple years, unless something, you know, incredible happens. Because, I mean, it's like apples and oranges, you know. I mean, her physique is, like, it's just different. Or unless Yaksani comes in and Yaksani gets her glutes.
Your personal opinion,
you know,
is she the only one that could upset Iris Kyle?
I mean, right now, that's what I see.
Yeah.
That she's the person I see that could come in and upset. And the only other person is Iris. Iris not doing what she needs to do, or you know, some other circumstance, but.
Well, Linda, we know you're going to be in Las Vegas. You're going to be helping out with some of the play-by-play at the pre-judging, so I look forward to your expert commentary, and we'll do the wrap-up following the pre-judging and, of course, the finals. We're going to have a nice reunion. Lee Haney, Ronnie Coleman, the whole posse is going to be out there in Las Vegas at the 45th Annual Mr. and Miss Olympia Championships, where we know the Ms. Olympia was born in 1979, where Kiki Ayelma won the very first Ms. Olympia. We are going to be joined and blessed with Linda Murray this Saturday night. We'll talk to you then.
All
right, we'll take a commercial
break. I'll be there.
Look forward to hanging out with you, Sean. Okay, Linda. We're going to take a commercial break and come back with 8-time Mr. Olympia, big Ronnie Coleman. That was Linda Murray. We're going to talk to her this Saturday. Hang in there after this commercial break on the Expert Olympia Countdown.
Talk.
That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Tonight, your dark side war is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Did you experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb?
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
This guy is kicking! Die! Again! Come on, guys, kick it! Come on! Finish it?
Yes! For blood and guts training, you need Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Let's get nasty now! Finish it off!
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein, 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Right on, you are listening to The Experts, episode number 78, as we count down to the 45th annual Mr. and Ms. Olympia Bodybuilding Championships, held out in Las Vegas, the September the 24th and the 25th at the Las Vegas Hilton Convention Center, as well as the Orleans Arena. We just got off the phone with eight-time Hall of Fame Ms. Olympia champion Linda Murray, who has got pretty much Iris Kyle as a lock for her record number 7, I believe, if she pulls it off. Olympia only one shy of Linda Murray's 8, and Linda has her fingers crossed, and she's bringing her banana peels to Las Vegas. We're going to see some girls battled out. There's 11 pro bodybuilders, 3 of whom have chosen to sit out. Heather Ambrose, Lisa Auckland, and Betty Parisa won't be competing, although they did qualify earlier in the year. Joining Iris Kyle and Yoxani Orokin are going to be Kathy LeFrancois, Zoa Lindsay, Debbie Leshesky, Tina Chandler, Heather Foster, Diana Kadu, Brigitte Brzovic from Slovenia, Helen Bouchard, and Sheila Bleck. So that's going to be an interesting lineup of women competing there. But let's get back to the men and the big nasty calling out of Texas. Ronnie Coleman, welcome back to MD Radio.
What's the new?
Hey, what's going on, Sean?
Hey, where you at, man? The Black IP?
How you know?
Well, the last time you called me, you were at the car wash eating some food. Where are you at today?
Black Eyed Peas, like you said.
Holy crap. You are a study of consistency. And speaking of consistency, Ronnie, there's been some video and photo of you floating around the internet that was taken relatively recent. And for anyone that's in the know, most guys that are guest posing don't look as good as you're looking these days. You want to put some rumors to rest, or do you want to confirm some suspicions? Will you or will you not be competing in the Mr. Olympia? Started off right.
I guess you know I get that question all the time, huh?
I'm sure you do.
No, I just have me blessed with great genetics, Sean.
Yeah.
That's what that's all about.
How old are you now? Are you 46 or 47?
Six.
And your birthday is March?
May.
Okay, so you're going to be 47 years old, and you just happen to be getting in great, phenomenal shape just to fulfill appearances, not to get back on a competitive stage.
Oh yeah. I'm just trying to look good for these people showing up to these shows, paying their hard-earned money to see, I guess, posers that's in shape these days.
Well, there's no doubt that you've kind of turned it around on the guest posing circuit to give the fans, promoters, their money's worth since it's been a couple of years now, Ronnie. You haven't been on a pro stage. Are you ready to announce right now you're officially retired from competitive bodybuilding on MD Radio?
No, because I'm not officially retired yet. I'm still thinking about competing again. I just need to get my mind together and get it all together. And get up there on stage.
Well, what do you think it's going to take, Ronnie? Because clearly, looking the way you look, we can't see that body just go sit on the sidelines. You seriously look like you're putting in work. You're doing some diligent dieting. Will we see you at one of these smaller shows? Do you think you'd have to come back and do the Olympia or maybe give the fans the privilege of seeing you in New York or maybe at the new Weider show that's coming up in this February? Let us inside your mind. What are you thinking right now?
Right now I'm thinking about doing a big show. A smaller show is definitely out. So if I do a show, it's going to be the Olympia somewhere along those lines.
Okay. I do recall a long time ago that you predicted that Victor Martinez would be your successor. And, of course, now Jay Cutler's got three titles to his credit. We saw Victor become a bridesmaid in 07. He blew out his knee. He did go on and win the Arnold Classic. Do you think... I'm going to put the question to you like I did Lee Haney. It seems on paper it's Jay's contest to lose. But do you think that he can – tell me who you think he could lose this title to.
Man, that's a hard question right now. I don't see him losing it to nobody.
Yeah.
If anybody, maybe Kai.
Okay.
You know, the reason why I'm saying Kai because he's won the last couple of Arnold Classics, and he's like that real high on the list. But, you know, Phil is also looking good, so it's kind of hard to rule him out, too.
Well, let it be known that this is Kai's second Mr. Olympia Championships, his first one he wound up in fourth. He has beaten everyone on that stage besides Jay Cutler, so he has that in his corner. I was asking Lee and I was asking Vince Taylor, do you think it was problematic for Kai, who's peaked the last consecutive years at the Arnold Classic in March and the Australian Pro Championships in March, do you think he could be running into a problem here trying to replicate that condition and maybe, you know, have a little bit too much on his plate to peak three times in 1 year?
Well, let me speak from experience here, and that's all I'm going to do. The hardest thing in the world for me to do was peak twice in 1 year, and I came up against that stiff competition in 2001 when I tried to do the Arnold Classic where I peaked. Perfectly.
Yep.
Perfect. And then I would try to do it in the Olympia. My body would not let me do it. I don't care what I did and how hard I tried to do it. It was not cooperating. And, you know, it was so bad for me that I had to drink a whole gallon of water just to make it to the stage.
Right.
For the Olympia that year. And it probably wasn't my best Olympia. I'll just say it like that.
Yeah, that was 9 years ago, and you did peak perfectly at that Arnold Classic. Phenomenal. You seem to be a little bit more lighter, a little bit more streamlined. Very hard to replicate that come September. And I'm just a little bit hesitant and concerned if Kai Greene can do the same thing, because last year he was not able to do it, and this year it's going to take probably a little bit more than that effort he put in last year to do it again, where Jay had a full year to concentrate.
That's one of the reasons why I got Jay automatically almost winning that thing, because Man, I almost killed myself trying to get my body to peak. So, you know, you're going out of your way. You know your body. You know what it can do.
Right.
Your body's not responding to everything you do like it normally does. Like I said, you know, this is my first time ever doing it. I couldn't figure it out.
Right.
I'm just speaking from experience.
Right.
My body would not let me do it. And, you know, I kind of think I'm like a Superman when it comes to bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm saying that if I can't do it, I think some other guys are going to have some problems too.
Right. Well, we do know that I think Kai probably is the X factor with regards to that. And Phil Heath is battling the exact same thing because he's in the same position as Kai in coming off of the Arnold Classic. So, but let's mention some of these other guys. What do you make of these 40-plus bodybuilders? We've got Dexter Jackson, who no one seems to talk about. He was third place a year ago, and he was a former Olympia champion back in 2008. He's 40 years old. You've got Johnny Jackson, who's 40. You got Troy Alves, who's going to be 43 the night of the Mr. Olympia, and Tony Freeman, who's going on 44 years old. Are we seeing a new resurgence of the 40-plus bodybuilder, or is it just that the younger guys aren't able to come in there and push these guys into retirement?
I think we're just seeing a resurgence of these 40-plus age bodybuilders because it's something new. You know, I did it, and you know, I wouldn't doubt none of these guys because, you know, I won the Olympia at 40 and 41.
Right.
So, you know, if I can do it, I think anybody can do it.
Well, what's your take on Dennis Wolf? This is a guy that was an heir apparent not too short years ago, couldn't bust a grape last year and fell out of the top 15. Is this a guy that can climb his way back into not only the top 10 but possibly the top 5?
As young as Dennis is, I wouldn't count him out. I know he can do it. you know, I didn't get as good as I was till I got older.
Right.
You know, I guess everybody's different. You know, it's kind of hard to say. But I'd be the last guy to count Dennis out. I think he can still do it. And I think the older he gets, the better he's going to get.
Well,
I'm not going to count him out.
Tell me a minute. Give me a minute on Dexter Jackson. Here's a former Mr. Olympia. There's only been 12 of you guys. He's got one title to his credit. Is it the swan song for Dennis for Dexter? Has he seen his better days?
Like I said, I'm gonna laugh somebody to count Dexter out, but
you run for office, you can run for political office.
Me and Dexter always got this thing going against each other. I called him one time, he called me eight times.
I'm just wondering whether or not he's as hungry as when he won the title, or is he kind of hanging on to be as good as he can be and do what he's got to do? Do you think this is a title? You know, you've lost the title. What's it like? I mean, where is he at right now mentally? 5 days away, he has this opportunity. Where is he at mentally?
Well, mentally, if he's at where I was at, he's as hungry as a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just about doing anything in his power that he can do to get that title back.
All right. You're going to be out in Las Vegas, yes?
Oh, yeah. I'll be right there.
All right. We're going to try to get you
for the world.
We'll try to get your thoughts and comments following the prejudging and the finals this Friday and Saturday night. Of course, there's several other athletes that will not be competing that are qualified. Mark Alvisi, Melvin Anthony Jr., Issa Obeid, your Europa Pro Champion, and Ben White, he's going to be competing in the strongman competition. So we're left with 22 competitors vying for the $200,000 first place prize at the 45th annual Mr. Olympia Weekend, where Ronnie Coleman, Lee Haney, Linda Murray will all be in the house, as well as our next guest, the three-time Mr. Olympia champion, coming back after this commercial break. Ronnie Coleman, thank you for calling in.
All right, later.
All right, that's the Big Nasty. We'll see him in Las Vegas. Mr. Olympia, coming up after the commercial break, three times from Las Vegas, Jay Cutler.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you want
cutting-edge products that are scientifically formulated and tested in the best laboratories in the world, VPX Sports, founded by supplement guru Jack Owok, renowned for creating the most effective and innovative supplement formulations in the industry today. Where other companies fall short, VPX has excelled by bringing the latest scientific information into the research and development laboratories at VPX and translated into products that are used by fitness enthusiasts and recreational bodybuilders all the way to the highest levels of professional athletics. VPX pushes the envelope, redefines superlative products, and delivers on its promise to produce the highest grade sports nutrition supplements in existence. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
For the No Bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Drive it up! This guy is kicking! Drive! Again! Come on, guys, kick it! Come on! Finish it? Yeah!
For blood and guts training, you need Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Come on, then. Let's get nasty now! Finish it off!
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why? At humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Stealth is the next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's Stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX Stealth has changed the rules of rapid muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of Stealth can do. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are on the eve of the Joe Weider 45th Annual Mr. and Ms. Olympia Bikini Figure and Fitness Competition coming up this Saturday, September the 24th and 25th at the Orleans Arena, where 22 men will vie for the 45th Annual Mr. Olympia. We've got 12 champions already, and of the 12 champions, 21 guys will be trying to unseat Jay Cutler come this weekend. To name a few of the athletes that are qualified and will be competing, Troy Alves out of Arizona, Paco Batista out of Spain, Eric Finkhauser making his Olympia debut, Tony Freeman, who's been there a time or two before, and of course Kai Greene, our two-time Arnold Classic champion. Marcus Haley worked his way back into qualifying for the Olympia by way of the Europa Pro Championships out in Orlando earlier this year. And of course, the gift out of Denver, the Denver Nugget, Phil Heath, who's coming off a hotly contested Arnold Classic first runner-up to Kai Greene. And of course, the 2008 Mr. Olympia, Dexter Jackson returns once again. Johnny Jackson, Dennis James, who just qualified by way of Germany by competing in the Europe Pro Show not 2 weeks ago. Of course, Victor Martinez, the Dominican Destroyer, who's obviously won the Arnold Classic Championships, GNC Championships, New York Pro title, and was second place to Jay Cutler back in 2007. The Russian Yevgeny Mishin, Ed Nunn making his first Olympia debut, Robert P. out of Poland, Craig Richardson will be coming by way of New Jersey, Ronnie Rockel out of Germany, who won not a week ago at the Europe Show out in Spain, and of course Branch Warren coming through Texas, and Bill Warmore coming up by way of Florida. Ronnie Winkler out of the Netherlands, the island of Caruso, won the New York Pro Championships earlier in the year. Dennis Wolf returns to try to climb his way from the cellar where he was 17th place a year ago. And of course, Hidetada Yamaguchi, who won the Europa Championships out in Orlando, actually had to back out of competition at the Pro Bodybuilding Weekly this July, has found his way back to the stage and will be competing. But let's start with our premier, reigning and defending three-time Mr. Olympia champion and three-time Arnold Classic champion, five times the bridesmaids at the Mr. Olympia, Jay Cutler calling in by way of Las Vegas. Welcome back to MD Radio.
Hey, Sean, how's it going?
Well, that's a lot of accolades, Jay, and that barely scratched the surface of all the things that you've accomplished as a bodybuilder. You're an entrepreneur. You're an author. You've got several DVDs to your credit. You've got a clothing line, one of the most popular websites, and you're traveling the globe like one of the Harlem Globetrotters, and yet here you are about to defend the title for the third time, trying to go for number four. Is it everything you thought it would be up until this point since last year's victory where you walked off with that $200,000 check?
I feel very blessed, to say the least. It's quite an achievement to win, not only one title but two and now three, going for number four and to be healthy and be able to do that. It was a huge victory last year, and of course, a rekindled career. It's been an experience, definitely coming back and being once again the champion and working towards my fourth title here in a few days.
Well, I mean, obviously, everyone says if Jay comes in anything like he did a year ago, which obviously set the standard and raised the bar for your competition, that it'd be your title to lose. And unanimously from the former Olympians, they've all got Kai Greene being the guy to beat. That was the same scenario going into last year's Mr. Olympia. Do you feel any more pressure this year than you did last?
I don't, actually. And I don't want to sound, overconfident or arrogant. I just think that, I was against the odds last year. I wasn't really favored to win, and everyone kind of wrote me off, a lot of people, not everyone, but I was able to come back and prove to myself, most importantly, that I could be better. And I'm just looking at this year as the same thing. I just done my homework, and, I'm sitting in Las Vegas already. I was able to, obviously prep here since I live here, and I've done my job, so let's just see what these next few days bring to my physique, because that's when I really start really putting together the winning package.
Well,
in
what
the final preparation days.
Yeah, what a difference a year makes. A year ago, you had a lot of people, Jay, whether you could avoid it or not, on the internet, on the radio, in the magazines, kind of writing you off for dead. I was one of the guys. I waved the flag. I thought, you know, we'd seen the best of you. And, of course, you acknowledged that you went into the Olympia not at your best the previous year. So that gave a lot of people reason to jump ship with these new guys coming up. You proved everyone wrong, made them eat crow. And as a matter of fact, you actually won over a few of them as fans, myself included. That being said, where did you find the energy this year, the motivation? Last year you had a purpose to prove people wrong about you. And now this year, what was the driving force? Just the fact that, you know, you still got it in you?
It pretty much, I think, you know, when you reach your best and, you know, you get great feedback, that definitely drives you. And like you just mentioned, you know, I built a lot of fan base, you know, that I had a great fan base, but built even stronger one, and I was able to travel around, and the success definitely gave me more drive and motivation. And I just, you know, I have a passion for bodybuilding. It's not something that you just, you know, you're either born with heart or you're not. And fortunately, I'm one of the guys that was born with a lot of heart and determination. And, you know, we talk is cheap. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk over the years how I wasn't ever going to be a certain champion, and if at all a champion, and I don't listen to all that stuff, and I kind of just work with what's in front of me every day, and I like I said, I've been blessed with a gift.
Well, that's going to bring us, Jay, that's going to bring us to a close. You've got 4 days where your medal's going to be tested. On Friday night, you're going to hit the stage somewhere around 8:30 at night, 9 o'clock, where the world is going to get another look at three-time Mr. Olympia, who is right now in the company of Larry Scott, Franco Colombo, Samir Banu, Frank Zane, Chris Dickerson, Dexter Jackson, Dorian Yates, Ronnie Coleman, Lee Haney, and, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jay Cutler, trying to fight off everybody that wants everything that Jay has. We'll find out if he can do it this Friday and Saturday night in Las Vegas. Jay, from Muscular Development, we wish you all the best in defense of your title.
Thank you. Tune in.
All right, that's a cut above. Jay Cutler, let's look for him right here on MuscularDevelopment.com. All the action starts on Friday. Actually, it starts on Wednesday with the athletes check-in, continues with Thursday's press conference, Friday's prejudging, Saturday's finals, right here at MuscularDevelopment.com. For me and all the crew at MD, we'll see you this Saturday in Las Vegas.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.